Okay, there we go. Well, the superintendent of schools in Manistique, Christina Hansen's with us. How you doing, Dr. Hansen?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing well. Thanks for talking with me. It's been a while since we've talked, on the radio anyways, and it's good to catch up.
Yes. So I greatly appreciate you taking time to promote the Gear Up Gala that's happening in Manistique. This is scheduled to take place on the 21st, so Wednesday, and it starts at 4 o'clock at the middle high school in Manistique, where the Helpful Hotspot is going to have new shoes and clothing available for pre-K through 12th grade, toiletries, school supplies, and some giveaways from some local businesses. And then from 5 until 7, the First Baptist Church has their I Heart Manistique event rolling, where they'll be serving dinner. Parents can sign up for Backpack Buddies, which is a food program that's available. There'll be new backpacks available for students. And then the 6032 Cutting Crew is also going to be providing some basic haircuts at their location.
If you would, tell me the idea behind this and what the purpose is, Christina.
Sure. So the idea is to get all of the students in the Manistique area ready for the start of the school year. With finances being what they are right now, we know that we have a lot of community members in need, and to get ready for school is an expensive thing. And so when the First Baptist Church has been doing the I Heart Manistique event for quite some time, and then our friends at Limestone Federal Credit Union heard about, once the school list rolled out and they were hearing from some of their members and from some of their staff about just how much it costs to get kids ready for school. And so Jennifer at Limestone put a message out to the board and other people within her circles, and they have decided generously to donate most of the school supplies for all of our pre-K through fifth grade students. And so that's not necessarily based just on need. It's available for all students. So the idea really is to get all of our kids in Manistique ready to go back to school. And the community outpouring has been simply amazing. When I last counted, I think we were around 30 different organizations and groups and individuals who have donated to this, either monetarily or with supplies or with their time or a combination of those things. And so we are just so grateful for all of the support that the community is giving for students who are getting ready to go back to school.
You know, you've been in a number of communities, Gladstone, Bark River, Manistique now. There's something that is just special, isn't it? People just come together when it comes to our kids up here, no matter which town we're in.
That is absolutely correct. The outpouring of support is simply amazing. Anonymous donations that are rolling in, it just brings a tear to my eye to know that people are so supportive of our youth and making sure that they have a successful start to the year.
And a lot of families, they don't want the whole world to know that they're struggling, right? So this stuff can help people that you don't even know you're helping.
Correct. And the idea is that we don't want to ask people what they need. We're just making this available for everyone. And it really is a great way to recognize that kids are getting ready to go back to school. And if everyone takes advantage of the opportunities that we're presenting on the 21st, then it doesn't, pigeonhole people saying, oh, they need something. This is really about getting kids what they need to get started. And so this is just a great opportunity, and I'm so grateful.
Okay, last question for you then is, how can people still get involved and help out if they can? You mentioned the 21st, which is this Wednesday afternoon.
Correct. So Christy Ryan is really the person who is organizing all of the volunteers. And so if you reach out to Christy Ryan's Facebook page, Maybe she won't appreciate that I put that out there, but she really is the person who is organizing all of the volunteers, or you could even just stop in at one of those places. So either the Manistique Middle High School, the First Baptist Church, either one of those places to see where they might need some extra hands. And we're always accepting monetary donations to help offset the cost of some of these things. So again, new shoes, clothing, school supplies, backpacks, haircuts, all kinds of things that kids need to be able to get started for a successful school year.
Dr. Christina Hansen, the Superintendent of Schools of the Manistique Area Public Schools. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Have a great day.